بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salawat and salams upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, friends and companions, and all of those that will follow him and them until the end of time. We beseech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide and protect us and grant us success. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. It's Monday. Actually, it's Tuesday. Subhanallah. Tuesday, the 1st of June, we are in Hanover Park at the Hanover Park Day Hospital for the vaccination rollout. And Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's Hafidhullah will be having his vaccination done today, inshallah. And we pray and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him good health and strength, inshallah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him to let the vaccine be to his benefit, inshallah. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides and protects our healthcare workers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides and protects our doctors, our nurses, and all of our sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa, inshallah. So we are going to move now into the vaccination area with our esteemed Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, inshallah. So we are in the COVID section of the hospital where they do the vaccines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, I'm ready to be vaccinated.
Inshallah. So today, Sheikh will be receiving what vaccine is that, Sheikh?
The Pfizer
vaccine, alhamdulillah.
That's two doses. I'm going to take one now. In 6 weeks' time, I'll take the second one.
Alhamdulillah. So prior to this, the doctors had explained to all of the patients, am I correct, Sheikh?
Yes.
With regards to the entire procedure, two doses, as Sheikh had said, one now and then another in 6 weeks, inshallah. Sheikh, how are you feeling? Are you healthy? Are you strong? Are you feeling comfortable?
Now I'm feeling very healthy. I'm now 65, but I feel like 45.
You look like 35.
Okay. And I think it's important for us as a religious leaders. So I'm coming here for vaccination because it is needed. It's not only for my protection, but also for protection of my wife, my children, my family around me in the house. Even I'm an imam at the masjid, it's a protection for the community also. And then secondly, there's so much negativity about this vaccination. You know, the MGC has made it clear. No, the MGC, if I speak about the MGC, it's a fatwa department, it's a sitting of ulama discussing it in detail, that it is permissible, and in fact, not only permissible, but it is encouraged that people must take the vaccine. And because there are some negativities out there, wrong messages and confusing messages go out, and we just want to motivate our people, and especially those now over 60, that they should come to the hospitals, which is now available. It's like when we travel to Makkah and Medina, we take the vaccination of the yellow fever and meningitis. It is basically the same principle, you understand? And the reason why we pick it is because the land of Makkah and Medina is supposed to protect everybody coming here. You know, that's ideal. So the same with the vaccination for the coronavirus.
Alhamdulillah. So right now, viewers, what we find is that government is rolling out the vaccine to those who are 60 and older. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, you're looking very good for 65. Alhamdulillah. May Allah keep you for with us for many years, inshallah. So right now, all those who are 60 and older is getting the vaccine. How does the process work, Sheikh, the registration and all of those things?
Yeah, you need to register online. So when you come to the hospital, your name is already on, and then they will take you need to bring your ID also. And you know, it's a simple process. It's a very easy process.
Okay. So after the registration, then what happens?
After the registration, you come to the hospital, you stand in a line, and then it takes about 3 to 5 minutes.
Anyone just go to the hospital, or do they let you know?
No, they let you know after you've registered online. That's important, to register online.
Right, so I register online, they send me an SMS or a message, you must come on such and such a day at this time to your, whichever the hospital it is. And then obviously, Sheikh, we're in Hanover Park, but Sheikh lives in Mitchell's Plain. Is there a reason why Sheikh came to Hanover Park, or is it that government actually tells you where to go?
No, I could have gone to Linter here, but our head pharmacist, she's upstairs, asked me to come here. My youngest daughter, she's a doctor, she's also here. And that is most probably the reason why I came to Anogo Park. Okay. And also because Anogo Park is very close to my heart. I used to teach when I graduated from Medina. The first place that I taught children in Madrasa is in Anogo Park. So the people of Anogo Park are very, very close to my heart. So we want to encourage the people of Anogo Park and the surrounding areas to come here. Because there's a lot of people coming from other areas coming to Anogo Park. So the people of Anogo Park must make use of the opportunity. Vaccine is available, and it is it's a principle of Islam that you must protect your life. Life is very sacred. Life is very, very sacred. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad used to tawaf the Baytullah and explain to the Sahaba the greatness and the sacredness of the Kaaba. But then he said that the life of a human being is more sacred than the Kaaba. So it's all about preserving and safeguarding and protecting our lives. And the deen of Islam is known that Allah has sent ailments and illnesses, but Allah has also sent for each and every illness a cure. So this is a cure for coronavirus, inshallah. We do it and we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that is as how the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you tie your camel and then thereafter you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reminds me, Sheikh, that at the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not wear an armor.
Yeah.
He wore double-layered armor, meaning he put on two layers of armor. So the people that say that I don't need to wear a mask, the people that say social distancing and all of these things, this is just another layer when getting the vaccination. It is just another layer of protection that I am adding to all the other layers of protection that I already have. Inshallah, I think Dr. Talib wanted to speak to us, inshallah. So let me just move over to her. Yes, we are at Hanover Park. They asked us, alhamdulillah, where Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel will be having his COVID vaccination, inshallah, which is the Pfizer one. With us is Dr. Talib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Alhamdulillah.
How are you, doctor?
Alhamdulillah, we're doing very well.
Alhamdulillah. How has our community been responding to COVID-19, number one, and then to COVID-19 in relation to the vaccine?
Look, COVID-19, the pandemic has been very tough on everybody's lost loved ones, family, friends, and so on, especially the elderly that are in the high-risk group. So that's why we started with this. Once we did the healthy workers, we've started now with the 60+. Because we really want to get them vaccinated and try to avoid a third wave. Because we've been here for the first wave, the second wave. And we're really trying to avoid a third wave and flatten the curve in the third wave. Inshallah. So we've had a good response from the Muslim community that have come out. Obviously, they're anxious. They don't know what to expect.
Uh-huh.
But so far, everyone that's been vaccinated said they didn't have much side effects. It's all on maybe the next day, some mild side effects. But further than that, nothing major. Yeah, that would be fine. And we have support. They receive a card, and on these are helplines.
Okay.
24 hours. So once they've had the vaccine, they can make use of that.
Okay, so if anyone shows any adverse, like extreme adverse effects to anaphylaxis or whatever it might be, please, it's not that you're giving the people the vaccine and then you're just leaving them.
No, there
is actually support. So you are saying that is there apprehension to the vaccine?
There is, but I think that's normal. Even as the healthcare workers, there is that bit of apprehension. Especially it doesn't help with all the fake news and the misinformation that's out there.
How damning was the fake news?
People are very, I don't know why it is, but people are so quick to believe all these things without checking the source. So what I would encourage people to do is go.
But they say they're the bottom doctor, sent as received. Yeah. So
I just encourage people, please don't send things on that you don't know the source. Make sure it's coming, say, from Department of Health something reliable, reputable before you send things on, because you really just cause a lot of fear and anxiety, which is unnecessary. There's so much anxiety already in the community with COVID.
Yeah.
And the sooner we can get people vaccinated, the painter, everyone.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think people understand the ludicrousy they are, right? Everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have doctors that are vaccinating people. And the very same doctor that is giving you your hypertension medication or your insulin for your diabetes is the exact same doctor that is advising you. Look, I'm advising you to take the vaccine. Why am I accepting the diabetes medication or the hypertension medication or any of those medications? But when it comes to the vaccine, do you feel it is because people don't trust it? Do you feel it is just a conspiracy theory and on account of that? Or is there valid reasons why people are fearful?
Look, I think there are valid reasons. I mean, this concept of vaccine hesitancy is a complex
issue.
Yeah. You have, since vaccines have developed, there's been anti-vaccines. Okay. And there is a very big anti-science lobby out there. But, you know, as Muslims, we have to trust in our faith.
And that's the other thing.
Where is this vaccine coming from? Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
Every illness there is a cure. And prevention is better than cure.
No.
So let's trust in the process.
Okay. And have you been vaccinated?
Yes, I have. I was queuing for hours when it first came out, and I got that SMS, and I was so relieved. And so it just takes that level of anxiety away. You just feel, and I mean, even I was nervous, you know. But
last question, inshallah. Does the vaccine stop you from getting COVID?
Okay, so there's no vaccine that's 100%. Okay, different vaccines have different efficacies. This one, the Pfizer, which we're giving, is between 85 and 95%. Yeah. So it means that you can still get COVID. But if you get COVID, it will be a mild form of COVID. So you won't end up in hospital and you won't die.
Inshallah.
Yeah. From COVID.
Barakallah, I've taken up a lot of your time.
No, that's fine. Thank you for coming. And this really helps. We need to change the narrative and get more of our Muslim community vaccinated as soon as possible. Then we can move on to the 40s and 60s and get to our herd immunity.
Barakallah. Allah protect you and all of the medical staff, inshallah. I know it has been a hell of a year last year. It was crazy, unprecedented. No one has ever had to deal with the pandemic or anything like that. And psychologically, lastly, how are healthcare workers dealing psychologically?
Look, it has been tough, I'm not going to lie. Even at this facility, we lost one of our nursing colleagues, and it was very tough. And you think you're tired of COVID, you know how we feel. And we really don't know, you know, there's this uncertainty about the third wave. But this we've been really enjoying. You know, it's a privilege for us to vaccinate our older people. So, yeah.
Allah bless you, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Then we had Dr. Talib that did an interview explaining the importance of the vaccination, alhamdulillah. But we are back with what should be fighting,
alhamdulillah. The over 60 is going to be gone. We're going to go under 60. So those over 60, please make sure that you register online and take the vaccination. And then we take the vaccination and you should have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is now I come to work.
How confident are you that the Western people will be able to know how these vaccines
function? I think by what I've done today, more of the religious leaders are speaking. They will be able to succeed. We have for not too long with allowed, you know, single voices that don't speak, that was not appointed by the Muslims of the Western people to speak on our behalf. We for too long, the religious leaders have been silent. So that's the main reason why I came out, so that the voices of the truth and of confidence can come out, so that inshallah the Western Cape can make a great success of their role of Western Cape, of giving special Cape Town, of very special to the people of Cape Town, of very special. So once again, I want to encourage and to motivate each and everyone to come out and take the vaccination, inshallah. And after you've done that, you said, tawakkal on Allah, I put my trust in Allah.
So we have Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's. Well, those are just tuning in. Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's live at Hanover Park Bay Hospital, about to have his vaccination done, inshallah. Very important questions are being asked.
That it's a new vaccine compared to the last.
Compared to the results all over the world, you're not talking all about Western people, South Africans, all over the world. The success rate is over 80%, over 90%. But any vaccination or any medication for that matter, there's no 100% guarantee. I mean, a lot of people take other medications and the doctor tells you there might be side effects. Yeah, understand? But it's not side effects for all the people when you take, for example, any medication for flu or for any other sickness. So if there's no 100% for any other medication, why do we seek 100% for the coronavirus vaccination? It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable. So I'm quite confident. I mean, many of my colleagues and many of my families have already taken the vaccination. My eldest sister is now 73 years old. She's taken the vaccination. She's doing fine. My other brother, Sheikh Mubakar, younger than me, a year younger than me, took last week. He's quite fine. So most of the people around me, my one cousin, will see his papa. He's got a lot of comorbidities. But he's doing fine, alhamdulillah. You understand? And we as Muslims, we are believers. So if we do something, we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? So we don't just take the vaccination. When we take the vaccination, the bismillah, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And if we do that, you've got the barakah and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm quite confident to answer that question that the road out in West Africa is going to be a great success, inshallah.
Sheikh, I just spoke to Dr. Talib, alhamdulillah, and subhanAllah, she was saying, you know, that you coming out here and you know, encouraging our people. The doctors are, yes, while many has come for the vaccine, there is still a lot of people that, on account of, she mentioned a voice note that had come out, she mentioned the voice note that had come out. Sheikh advises for our people to come out, a plea, visiting with the MJC's Mufti, Mufti Muhammad Taha Karan, who is currently in hospital. And we ask our community, please keep his online your du'as, inshallah. Mufti has truly led our community for the whole of 2020 and COVID-19, giving us guidance as to how we as a Muslim community must approach COVID-19 and all of these things. Guidance from the Quran, from the Hadith, alhamdulillah. Please encourage our viewers with regards to this vaccine. You are a man of the community, serving this community for so many years. And the doctor was just indicating that there are still people that are spreading these things without verifying it. From a person that's about to have it, Sheikh, please give our people some nasiha regarding that.
Yeah, Shukran Maulana Mujahid for that important question, because that is actually the main reason why I came here today. It's not only about myself. I could have done this just secretly and privately, but I came especially to motivate our people and to tell them that what we are doing is based on the Quran and the words of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Islam. We as Muslim religious leaders, we won't do something out of the fold of Islam or out of or contrary to the Quran and contrary to the Sunnah of the Nabi Muhammad Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people with the expertise. So the people of the expertise, we as ulama, we are not medical expertise. So we need to ask the people with the expertise about this virus. And based on what their advice and based on what the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, when you put it together, so the MJC Fatwa Department came to the decision that it is permissible. And I want to repeat myself. It is permissible to take the vaccination. It is not haram to take the vaccination. And in fact, the MJC doesn't say only permissible, it is encouraged, highly encouraged for people to take the vaccination. So please, people, there's nothing wrong to take the vaccination. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing wrong in the deen of Islam. And it is not haram to take the vaccination. And I want to remind again and again, we have taken so many vaccinations. When we go to Makkah and Medina, we take the vaccination for yellow fever, meningitis, and so many others. In fact, our babies in the first year, they receive so many vaccinations and injections. So there's nothing wrong with the vaccination. So once again, may Allah grant that our people will take the opportunity and take the vaccination.
JazakAllah, Sheikh. Here is some questions, some statements, some comments. Let's just have a look through it, inshallah. One person speaking about jinn. Assalamu alaikum. I have an 84-year-old father. Where can he go? So, Sister Amina, Sheikh was explaining earlier, you need to register your dad. Yes. After registering your dad, what will happen is the health department will send an SMS. Am I right, Sheikh?
Yes.
With the date and time that you need to take your father to the day hospital, whichever hospital the SMS says.
Which area he lives, you know,
the area that you are in, inshallah. And then you will need to take your ID, your dad's ID along, inshallah. Right? Okay. Are you ready? Right. Just another thing to note, Sheikh. It was a very quick process. It wasn't a very long thing.
Yeah.
Your Sheikh came in, they gave Sheikh a sticker,
right.
Sheikh sat down, yeah. They collected the IDs, they moved Sheikh into the next area, and now here we are. I think that the longest thing here is the interview.
So I'm going in now and you can go in.
Barakallah.
Yeah.
Is it okay, Sheikh?
Yeah, fine.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah. So how should you say here? Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Another one of our ulama, Sheikh Hassan Ibrahim, coming for his vaccine. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, are you here? Alhamdulillah. Any words for the community?
May Allah grant us peace.
Amen.
And safety.
Amen.
Let me do what we have to do.
Barakallah. I just need to get this quickly.
So alhamdulillah, now we are inside of a room, so they're verifying that the person that is receiving the vaccine is the person on the ID. I think it's probably to make sure that all checks and balances are in place. So you have, when they take in your ID, you have a corresponding sticker that they give you and they put it on your clothing. They gave me also one, even though I'm not a 60 plus, but yeah, so you get a sticker and then they will verify that the person on the ID is the person that's going to get the vaccine. And then I assume after that the jab is going to happen. So inshallah, in a few minutes time, our beloved and esteemed Sheikh Ibrahim will be receiving his vaccination. Throughout the process, you have medical workers, medical staff that is asking you, are you feeling well? Do you have a cough? Do you have a flu? Another important thing that was not mentioned is that there is a limitation on the flu vaccine. So 2 weeks prior or 2 weeks after, depending on which vaccine you are getting, you are not allowed to take the flu vaccine. So please be aware of that, inshallah. So yeah, as I was saying, throughout your from the various stages, from the time that you get to the day hospital, people are asking you, are you feeling well? Have you been in contact with anyone that had COVID-19 in the last few days? These are all questions that are being asked of you for your entire duration, for your entire time that you are receiving until you receive your actual vaccine. Right. First, you have no right to say what you said. Secondly, how true is this report? You're taking talking about this regarding the vaccine, but how many people died in this? Yeah, look, I'm personally not a doctor, rightly so, but we did speak to a doctor and she did advise us, alhamdulillah. So yeah, we will flip the camera and have us see Sheikh Ibrahim receiving his vaccine, hafizallah. To all of the viewers, a reminder, the MJC's Mufti is currently in hospital, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him peace, inshallah. Are you guys okay? Doc, can I come on that side?
Yes, yes, sir.
Please, excuse me.
Ja, Sheikh, hallo, hallo met die mossel kom, Sheikh.
Ja, met die mossel.
Mashallah.
Okay. There we go. Dan in tasted. This is hot because you're fine.
Sheikh Ibrahim, are you feeling well?
100%.
Alhamdulillah.
Very good, very good.
It's all over.
All over, and I'm very thankful to Sister Shihan and
Sister Savage.
Sister Savage and Dr. Rabia for inviting me to the special day hospital in Nova Park. And once again, I want to encourage all our people from all over Cape Town come to the different hospitals and take the vaccination. And I'm feeling very well. The vaccination is finished, and I'm still well. And I'm sure I'm going to be well for a long, long time. And my next appointment is the 13th of July, about 14 days before my my birthday on the 28th of July, before I'm going to be 66. So once again, thank you, Siam, for inviting us. I think this is very important for us as in the leadership, because there's a lot of negativity outside there, and negative messages going out, and life is so sacred. And once again, we make dua for all of those people who have passed on. Allah must grant them Jannah. Those who are afflicted for the virus, Allah must grant them a speedy recovery. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us. And then soon God Almighty Allah must take away the coronavirus completely from not only from South Africa, but from the whole world. Shukran for Mona Mujahid for being here from the MCC Media Department. Shukran for Fire from the Voice of Cape and our intern. I'm sure that the message will be delivered. And that is the purpose why I especially came today. Because we need to raise our voices, because we for too long we've allowed the negative voices to be the voice out there. So more and more leaders from the Muslim community, from the Christian community, and the Jewish community, and the Hindu community, the leaders must come out and put it on the media so that people can know that it's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong to take a vaccination. And so once again, shukran, jazakumullah khairan.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel, hafidhullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and grant him long life. He had just taken his vaccination, the Pfizer vaccination, at the Hanover Park Day Hospital, alhamdulillah. I must say it is a pleasant experience to come to the hospital here in Hanover Park. The staff is very pleasant, greeting you with a smile, making you feel comfortable. They didn't offer any coffee, but maybe next time when we come, they'll give us some coffee, inshallah. But yeah, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel has just received his vaccine, alhamdulillah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him to be with the community of Cape Town for many more years to come, inshallah, being in service of the community, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we end off, we make dua and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of our deceased the high place in Jannah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of our sick shifa and kamila, especially for our beloved Mufti, Mawlana Muhammad Taha Karan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that Mawlana must be restored back to his health, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Mawlana to return to his family, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him shifa, completely cured from all ailments and all pains and sufferings on account of COVID-19. Maulana is currently in hospital. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that Maulana must be returned back to his family and restored back to better health than before. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Mujahid YK from the MGC Media. We say Jazakumullah khairan for all of our viewers that have tuned in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.